All right, titties on your back. Haters suck sack.
The fuck?
I don't know. It just came to my head.
Have you spent any time in the studio working on that song, developing your mixtape?
You know, actually, it's funny you say that. So anyway, I am Martha Stewart.
And I am Big Worm.
And this is The Read.
Yes, another episode of us. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Why are you Martha Stewart this week? Do I want to know?
I don't really know. You know, I changed my mind. I'm Countess Vaughn.
Okay. Are we going to talk about that? Because I noticed it.
We have to leave her alone. Like, I'm going to watch the show. I'm going to see how I feel about her. I feel like I'm going to like her. I'm not going to make fun of Countess Vaughn's weight too much. Maybe, hopefully not at all. I'm going to try really hard not to, because that's not nice. And, you know, she was always, you know.
Has she gained weight or something? I don't really know.
She's much bigger than she was, you know, after the Parkers and Celebrity Fit Camp or whatever that shit was called.
I just know about that wretched hair situation she has going on.
Another, you know, it's just some shit that she couldn't, you know. Sometimes life doesn't give you lemons. It gives you, like, liver. And it's unfortunate, and there's not much that you can do. You know, and I love Countess Vaughn. She was always my favorite on Moesha. I thought Moesha was, you know, nosy and not a very good friend most times. I also enjoyed her on The Parkers, not as much as Monique. And you know what? I'm hoping to enjoy her again.
I mean, I feel like she brought a lot of this whole hair situation on herself, though.
So, you know, Aretha Franklin also covered.
No, because she was gluing these lace fronts and leaving them on for weeks and weeks at a time.
Well.
And so your edges just disintegrate at that point because they don't know what else to do. Like, your hair is organic. It's real. It's like made of proteins and things. Like, it's natural. God gave it to you. It's a thing. And then you put this glue.
Aretha Franklin also.
So are we not going to, because you can't glue a net onto your head for weeks.
At last.
No, she didn't.
I mean.
And then be puzzled that your edges just disintegrate and your scalp is developing sores and bleeding. I'm so puzzled by that. I hope she.
Talking square biz.
What are you doing?
I'm talking square biz to you.
I just wanted anything but this lace front bashing to happen because I love Countess Vaughn.
What does that have to do with the fact that she did this to herself, though? Like,
it makes me sad.
Okay. All right. Well, I just certainly do not want you to be depressed. Do you have a Black Excellence this week?
This week's Black Excellence is Thessalonica Azdrew Embry, 14-year-old girl who has graduated from college.
Work.
With a 3.9 GPA. Thank you to everyone who has sent in these amazing Black Excellence stories. You can actually go to news1.com. I'll probably tweet the link so you can read more about her. But she's an adorable little girl, and she graduated with her bachelor's degree. I think she was a month away from graduating with her bachelor's degree in psychology from Chicago State.
Wow.
So congratulations, you smart, bright, beautiful Black girl. I also want to do Black Excellence that someone submit because it's really sweet.
Okay.
It's from, I want to say, Taja Sumter. It says, I'd like to nominate an incredible Black woman to be recognized for Black Excellence, Miss Alexis Mutu, whom I've had the honor of getting to know this past year. Alexis and I both work for the University of South Florida in Tampa. Shout out to Florida, you know, when you're nice. And in working with her, I've been nothing less than inspired by her and her story. Alexis has been a single mother for 18 years, during which time she rose through the ranks of her higher education at USF as a Black woman entirely by her own tenaciousness.
Okay.
Tenacity?
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have gone with tenacity, but okay. No, that's fine.
That might be, I'm not sure.
Tenaciousness may be a word.
To become the fiscal manager, Alexis made the decision back in 2008 to complete her education, and in just the 6 short years since then, she's powered through as a full-time employee and student to complete her undergraduate. So,
congratulations.
She also,
oh, we're not
Alexis
done.
Is also extremely supportive of other women of color pursuing their careers, and thanks to her advocacy, she helped me as a young woman of color to get a well-deserved promotion and raise that I otherwise would not have been afforded. Both in her personal achievements and her uplifting of others, Alexis models Black excellence every goddamn day. She
Work.
Said goddamn, not me. And I just like her to get the recognition that she deserves. So shout out to Alexis Mutu.
Yes, fantastic.
For working full time, being a single mom.
And then also motivating other people to do well and stand up for themselves and get what they deserve. Fantastic.
And being a dope professor.
I love that. That is just fantastic. Yes. Go Alexis.
So this week on The Read, we have a little something special. We're calling it the Bizarro episode. Because instead of our normal shtick, where I pick out all of the pop culture bullshit and Crystal reads your stories from home, we've decided to do a little switch. For those of you who don't know, Bizarro is a character on Superman that's like the... I don't know, girl. Google it. Anyway.
Okay. I just know it as a comic strip, so I had no idea it was a thing on Batman.
Superman.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, whatever it means...
Alrighty.
We're switching it up this week.
So, hot topics. What do you got?
So, listen. I didn't realize how challenging your job is until I actually had to do it.
You're welcome.
Sifting through the amount of celebrity bullshit that comes out every week is not fun.
It isn't.
Nor an easy task, but I think I've got it done. And I just want to start off this week with dear sweet Raven Simone. Mm. So many of you hit us up about Raven and...
So many.
So let's talk about it. Raven Simone appeared on OWN's Where Are They Now, which is a great show where Oprah sits down with celebrities who haven't been seen in a minute to talk to them about where their lives have gone and whether they flopped and how they feel about it, all these different aspects of their lives. And Raven decided to talk about... her gayness and her blackness and her African-Americanness about how none of you should call her any of those things, even though she is those things, and don't stress out about it. So anyway, Raven decided to open up to Oprah about the tweet she made last year. Do you remember this? After they legalized gay marriage.
Yes. And she said something like, I can get married now. Yay, government, or some shit.
Right. And so Oprah asked if she wanted to be labeled gay, and she said no. She wanted to be labeled a human who loves humans, and she's tired of being labeled. She's an American, and she's not African-American. She's just American. And this is the point where Oprah was like...
Yeah. Oprah had a, like... an incredible response. She was like, but Oprah just wanted to say, bitch, what? Like, you could see in her face.
In her face. Oprah's face was just like, but can you not right now? And then she said, Twitter is going to light your ass
up.
Like,
she said, you know you're going to get flack for this.
And Raven goes, I'm sorry. And Oprah said, I want you to clarify that. Like,
yeah.
The thing about Oprah is, even if she says or does something that maybe you don't agree with, in this particular situation, you can't look at this and say Oprah set her up at all. Because she gave Raven multiple chances to go back and clarify what the fuck she meant. And so Raven decided, you know, I'm in this lane and I've already stepped my foot in it, and I'm just going to go full force into the bullshit, and said, I don't know where my roots go. I don't know how far back, and I don't know what country in Africa. I do know my roots are in Louisiana. I'm an American, and that's a colorless person. She also mentioned her dark skin and her nice, interesting grade of hair. And Oprah is just sitting back the entire while, like, I can see the memes on Tumblr right now, sis. And this is absolutely not going to end well for you.
Well,
did you have an opinion about what Raven said? Did you feel like she stepped out of line, or she was just being completely ridiculous, or what?
Here's the thing. And I feel like we have slightly touched on this topic on the show before, but I'm not 100% sure. Now, the thing with people who say, like, I don't want to be labeled as such and such, that talk is tired, especially when it comes to sexuality. This is my opinion. Mm-hmm. And now I know a lot of people say, well, you know, I just like what I like, and I don't feel like I should be labeled a certain sexuality, which I understand. And I'm gonna let you live this reunion. You understand? Like, I get it, because sexuality is, unfortunately, I think a lot of people feel like sexuality is black and white, and it's not. It's actually a huge gray. I like to say magenta, because magenta is a fun color, and also gay. But okay. To me, if you are attracted to the same gender, and that gender specifically and only,
mm-hmm.
you're gay. Like, you're homosexual. That's what it is. It's just like,
yeah.
If you are black, you're black. You know what I mean? Now, you may not want people to be like, oh, that's that gay girl from such and such. I get that, because I didn't want people to say, oh, he's the gay kid from YouTube, because that doesn't really mean much of anything to me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm very comfortable with who I am, and being gay or identifying as gay is just who you are. It's a part of who you are. It's the same way you could be tall, same way you could be short, just the same way you could be, you know, not need, whatever. Bitch, you just are who you are. Right. So I feel like that is one thing. Now, in terms of African American, here's the thing. I kind of see what she means, if this is what she means. I won't say that I don't identify as African American. I'll say that I don't really care for the term. Mm-hmm. And I don't care for the term because if you get down to it, civilization started in Africa. So wouldn't every American be African American?
Right. Aren't all of us African something?
And it's only, like, I feel like African American is a term that's just used specifically for blacks. Like, you never hear a white person say, oh, well, I'm Russian American or I'm Dutch American. You know, you never hear that unless mm-hmm. they really just came over there, and maybe you're like a first generation American, your parents right. immigrated here from those places. Like, there are plenty of white people who know, you know, where their ancestors mm-hmm. came from, wherever the fuck in Europe, and they just say, I'm an American.
Yeah, they do.
Or they say that I'm white. But it's like, there are plenty of black people who identify as African American and they call themselves that because Africa, you know, right. and our people were brought here from Africa and other places around the country. But I don't know. I've never been to Africa before. I don't know, like she said, what country. There's plenty of African Americans who don't even know that Africa is not a country.
Right. Like, there are a whole lot of people.
So I feel like with me, I was born in America. My parents were born in Jamaica. My parents always called me Jamaican American, or they would just call me American. Mm-hmm. They never called me African American. And in fact, they never called African American people that. They would refer to black people in this country who were born and raised and grew up here as black Americans, mm-hmm. which to me just makes more sense because all of us are African Americans.
Right.
Like, I understand why you may not identify with that. Because if you've never been to Africa, if you don't know anything about Africa, and the only reason that people are calling you that is because that's where our ancestors come from, I feel like that's not enough. I feel like it's really white people's way of just saying black in a non-harsh way. You know,
right.
Like, not
every time you
nigga.
Hear it, it's because I feel like white people are sometimes scared to say black, and they feel like African American is just very safe.
Right.
And so it's automatically the word they use for all black people. It doesn't matter what country you're in.
They don't want to be like, oh, well, because, you know, black people. Like, to them, it almost sounds...
I think they feel like they're being polite by saying African-American, but then they apply it to every single black person, period.
Right. But
no matter where they live.
But if you're a black person that came to this country from Germany or Russia or wherever, and that's what you know,
right.
should somebody call you African-American? I mean, technically, you'd be African-American, but...
Right, exactly. So when I sat here and watched Raven on Oprah, I really didn't care when she said that she didn't want to label herself as gay or as African American, because even though I feel like people who say, oh, I don't like labels, they really only do that shit when the label is something that reflects minority status, which is something I mentioned on Twitter. Nobody ever says, oh, I'm worth $50 million, but don't label me as rich, or yeah, I was born in Louisiana or Georgia or California, but don't label me as an American. It's always don't label me as gay or bi or a lesbian. Don't label me as African American or whatever the fuck else, because you don't want to be typecast. You don't
right.
want to be stuck into this hole where you have to play the gay black girl or whatever the fuck else. I get it. I get that, sis. I may not necessarily agree with you, but I understand where you're coming from. So I really didn't give a fuck about none of that until she said, I'm an American and that's a colorless person, because that is the dumbest fucking thing I have ever heard a grown, intelligent person say. Americans are not colorless. You don't have to be from America. Like, all you need is access to my good friend, Mr. Google, to see that America is not made up of colorless people. Like, this country is full of people of all different colors, all different races, all different ethnicities. Like, for her to say, I'm an American and that's a colorless person, just seems stupid as fuck to me. Like,
I feel
ignorant,
like,
at putting it kindly, because that was just dumb.
I feel like, and this is why I said I disagree with the gay thing, and I feel that same way. That's my reason for mm-hmm. it. And I also, but I The African-American part for me was a little bit more difficult because, again, I have my feelings for it, but I don't know if they're the same as Raven's. And I feel like a lot of people who say, well, I don't see color or don't label me anything, it is because they don't want to be, you know, labeled or typecast as one thing or because they don't really have, like, they don't want to be a part of the fight. They don't want to be a part of the argument. They don't want to stand up for something, or they may not know how to stand up for something, so they just gonna sit the fuck down and leave me out of it altogether. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know what Raven's deal was with all of that starburst hair, but I am a fan. I enjoy her, and girl,
I mean, but don't sit up here and say that you don't want to be labeled and then call yourself an American 50 damn times and then bring up your darker skin tone. Look at Raven Simone. Dark compared to who? White people. It ain't a single other race that looks at Raven's skin tone and says, that is a dark ass person. Like, you are dark only in comparison to white people. And this comment about nice, interesting, greater hair, that's when I was like, okay, because she mentioned her roots in Louisiana. I too have roots in Louisiana, and I know very much how that whole light skin, dark skin, good hair, bad hair shit can go down, especially in a place where people are all mixed up with white and all different kinds of shit, the French Creole and all this. I get it. But girl, that was just ignorant. So I feel like had she just left that whole part out, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. Because I don't call myself African-American either. And that's because of you. And that whole conversation we had about your parents and Black American and how you felt like it just made more sense or applied more to people who don't necessarily have a tangible connection to whatever country in Africa they come from. Like, right. It's just, I feel like it just makes more sense for me personally as somebody who has always been in America, and I'm just so firmly American, like to a fault. I'm not bragging about that because I know Americans can be shitheads, but that is still what I am. And right. Black is what I am. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm just an American. I am an American. That is my nationality, but I am Black. Like, and I'm Black no matter where I go.
I've always said that I really, really want to go to Africa before the Lord calls me. Hopefully I make it.
Yes, I would love to go.
Because I just, besides, you know, skin color and ancestry and all of that stuff, it's the beginning of civilization. Like, why would you not want to go to the motherland?
Right. Why would you not want to go to where, like, all this shit started?
But that doesn't mean that you need to call me African-American just because you're afraid to call me Black. Like, girl,
and she came
up
back and was like, I never said I wasn't Black. That's true. You never said I'm not Black, but you expressed the sentiment of not having a color, which to me is damn near the same thing. You don't have to use the words I'm not Black to say that you aren't Black. Like, you said I'm an American and that's a colorless person. So what the fuck else does that mean? How are you colorless and also Black? It just didn't make any sense to me. So, but moving on, unless you have something else to say about that fantastic story.
No? Oprah should have just been like, cut.
She tried. Oprah said, she was like, stop the fucking tape.
She actually made it worse after Oprah was like, do you want to, are you, do
most
you
people would take
else?
That time to be like, so what I meant was, I love everybody and I'm very proud of my heritage, and I want to embrace all the different sides of me and I love everything. Like, she could have spun that into a way more positive story, but she just decided to go further and further down the lane of fuck you niggas, I'm going to say whatever I want to. And that's where she fucked up. With that Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat hair, which I love. Like, I'm not even hating on her. I think it's gorgeous, but ma'am,
I love
girl,
it.
Sir. Anyway,
I love you, Raven. I do, girl.
I don't have nothing against Raven. I just felt like she should have thought twice before she made that particular statement.
And hell, Paula Deen ain't got no damn color in her, and she's over here mentoring young Black kids or whatever. So
I mean, there are way worse people in this world
than Raven
Simone. Niggas
will get over it.
Don't take this as like me hating her or some shit, but she said something that she could have reworded.
Yeah.
Like, it
yeah.
was just...
Words mean things.
Yeah. Exactly.
Always find a way to say it again.
Words mean things, and so do laws. Evidently, Tyga, if you know who that is, I don't.
Yes.
He is close to potentially confirming, maybe, so you should take all this with a grain of salt, that he is dating his baby mama's best friend's little sister. That's a quote from Nicole Bitchy.
Okay, hold on.
Kylie what? Jenner. So apparently Tyga has a baby mama named Black China who has a very
large
false ass.
She's a King of Diamonds alum.
Yes, right, exactly. Yes. And so Black China is very good friends with Kim Kardashian. Kylie Jenner, of course, is Kim's half-sister. And Tyga and Kylie have been seen in their Air
Force
Ones.
Discovery Zone? Isn't Kylie Jenner like 7?
That's the problem here. Tyga is evidently 25 years old. Kylie just turned 17 back in August. So in California, the statutory rape laws say that it is illegal to engage in sexual intercourse with anyone under the age of 18. That includes a Jenner Kardashian. It really doesn't matter. And so people are just kind of looking at this like, number one, this is your sister's best friend's baby daddy.
I'm still not there yet. Like, you have to give me a minute to actually catch up to whatever the fuck you just said.
But then also, you are 17 years old dating a 25-year-old man, and I'm just confused about
it. Yeah, that's the part where I'm actually stuck. I'm right here in the tar. I can't get out.
Right. So a few weeks ago, he said, I hate the blogs. Don't believe the rumors. I've been friends with that family for a long time. We're all friends, la-da-da. But then yesterday, he got on Instagram and posted a picture of Kylie, and it was like, you know how when you with your boo and you want to take pictures, but you want it to be kind of like artistic, you don't want it to be like obvious and shit.
Right.
So this nigga is like, I don't know if he's in this picture because again, I don't know what he looks like, but there are two black men on either side of the frame, and then and they're blurred out, and then in the middle is Kylie and her drawn on lips, and she's the only thing in focus, and she actually looks really pretty. She's looking off, having a conversation. She's not aware of the camera for once. And he captioned this with saying, surround yourself with good people, good hearts, good souls, hashtag last kings, whatever that means. I don't know.
That's a
brand of
or
condom
something.
Or something. Okay.
It could be that.
So I, Kris Jenner, you have this collection of girls who
have a collection of black sperm.
What is it about bringing your man around Kim Kardashian that makes her sisters like take him away from you? Because evidently Trina was introduced, like Trina was close with Chloe. Right. And then all of a sudden, Chloe was dating that cookie colored nigga, the French Montana that she broke up with the other day. And now Black China, poor thing, has lost her baby daddy, fiance, whomever, to a 17-year-old girl. And I just don't, help me understand why anybody.
First of all, there are 13 Kardashian girls. Why did you have to pick the illegal one?
Why would you
one?
Pick the youngest one? Like, even the other one, the Kendall one, I think she's 18 or 19 now.
And Kendall is fine.
Oh, but Kendall and Jaden Smith, I think. You didn't have to. First of all, is anybody in that family going to fuck somebody white? Is anybody in that family going to just, no? I mean, I'm not mad. I'm not saying, but like, I'm just very confused as to why all of you have black boyfriends. Like, none of you are at all interested in white penis. And Chloe has said forever that she doesn't believe in fucking white men. Did you say?
Wait, what?
Like, on their show, like, she didn't say, like, I don't believe in fucking white men, but she was definitely like, I've only had sex with black men. Black dick is fantastic. I have no intention of leaving it. Like, it's my best friend. I pray to it. All this other shit. So
That's a lie.
The trend, no, it's really not. But the trend of this family fucking
No, there's no way.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Khloe
when she
Kardashian
was building that sex dungeon with Lamar Odom
did not open her dick sucker to say that.
I'm pretty sure she said that she's only had sex with black men and that she doesn't have sex with white people. But I'm just, on the one hand, I don't give a fuck about these people or anything that they do. But on the other, even Kris Jenner has to say, okay, what am I doing with my kids to where my 17-year-old is running around with a 25-year-old rapper and it's alleged that they're, you know, fucking around or dating or whatever. And it's just what, like, not supposed to be an issue. Because when I was 17 years old, if I tried to talk to somebody older than like 18, my parents would have shut that down immediately. Like, it would have never, ever been a thing at all.
I feel like Kris Jenner just requires that they provide her with STD results every month. And as long as, you know, the diseases can be, you know, cured with penicillin, she's fine.
That's as long as the pregnancy test come back negative.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't, it's just like, oh, spin off. Like, she doesn't. Yeah. I don't.
Or maybe since her daddy is going through these changes, because when they first said that Bruce was going to be like going through the process of becoming a woman and that Bruce was transgender, I thought the blogs were just being rude. But have you seen these pictures of him coming out lately? Like, I think it may actually be true.
You know what? I actually saw a photo of him. I don't know if it was a recent photo, but someone tweeted me a photo of him and was like, all it to me looked like it just had it. He just had long hair.
Uh-huh.
And he looked like,
But his face looks very, like, way softer to me now. Like, I don't know if he got his cheekbones shaved down or if that's even a thing you can do. I feel like if you're rich and white, the sky's the limit. But
the first time that I ever saw Bruce Jenner, and it wasn't during, you know, the Olympics or whatever, when I saw him, his face was like that. Like, I mean, well, not like that, but his face looked like, you know, a battlefield. Like, it looked like it had been through, like, some tense
shit. And when you consider who he's married to and who his children and stepchildren are, of course he looks stressed out. Like, look at the people that he's related to. Look at what he has to deal with.
What if, right, Kris Jenner was so obsessed with the beauty of the girls and the women. And no. And branding them, right? And then you know that she wears the drawers in the house. You know, like, she is the one wearing the pants in that family. So he probably just felt, like, so emasculated. He's probably, like, Smeagol, like, from the Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. How he would just, like, you know, ball up into a closet and just went nuts and felt like he had to be a woman in order to be validated by the family. They put him in a box on the Christmas card. In a box. And Rob wasn't even on it.
Because Rob didn't meet the weight requirement. You know good and damn well, once you hit 180, you are no longer invited to be on the Christmas card. It's no hard feelings, but bitch, we have an image to uphold. And we can't Photoshop all that off. Like, you know. You know that Kim is not going to let nobody chunky fuck up her pictures.
I need to see this Kylie Jenner.
I mean, well, she just looks, she and this boy, this Tyga person, they're just walking around and they look.
Oh, this is Tyga, and it looks like this may be Big Sean.
Oh, okay. Well, you would know better than I would.
But they're out of focus and Kylie is over here in the background.
Oh, so Tyga is in that picture.
Yeah, Tyga is the nigga on the right.
Okay.
You can't really see his face, thank God.
All right.
Is
he ugly? You know what? Let me just go.
Some people, you know. I'll say one thing. He's light skinned, yes. And I don't see it. So there you go.
Like, and you give light skinned niggas a lot of space to be.
Yeah,
you,
I give them a lot of room for failure.
You do.
A lot.
You let them have a lot of gray area. They do not necessarily have to be the finest.
But a lot of people think that Tyga is cute. A lot of people.
Okay.
Do.
Well, I'm looking at him, and he's not ugly.
Yeah, he's not ugly.
I would not call him fine, but
he's got one of those situations where it's just kind of like, huh, what was God doing? Yeah. You know, like, not like he did something wrong, but like he decided to get creative. You know, like he.
Well, the thing is, his lower face, I feel like, is constructed really well. He has a nice mouth, good lips. Like, very nice bone structure and everything. But then it's like when God was working on the upper part of that face, he was just like, well, whatever, with the eye placement. Not really. Doesn't need to be precise.
Like, when he has, like, zero facial expression, it's almost like, and then, like, good lighting and a hat on. Anyway, who cares?
Right. Yes. Whatever. So,
I don't really know what's going on with this whole Kylie Jenner thing. If you didn't. Because I'm trying to get back to that other shit that she was talking about. Even if she was legal, why would you fuck your baby mama's best friend's sister?
Right. Like, of all the girls in this world, if this is actually true, which, again, it may not be, why would you fuck the one girl kin to, like, your literally your ex's best friend's little sister? Like, there are so many girls in California, Calabasas, Los Angeles, wherever y'all are hanging out. Like, I'm certain people know who you are, not me, but someone else knows and recognizes you. Like, I know there are girls out there who are over the age of 18 and willing to give you some pussy.
He's
who
a
have
rapper.
No connection.
He signed to Young Money. It's not hard for you to go and find some pussy and go date a pretty girl if you want to. Like,
right.
So I don't, and Kylie. Young,
and you are 25.
Young lady.
Mm-mm.
I've had quite enough out of you. Now, you also need to go and sit down and date somebody your own age. Mindless behavior, or is Lil JJ still out here? Somebody. I don't know.
Sorry. Whom?
You know Lil JJ?
Not at all.
Lil JJ, he was on, like, Comic View when he was 11.
Oh, my God. That child. Get the fuck.
Whatever. What's next?
Yes. Anyway. So, speaking of people who are underage, Stephen Collins is in a little bit of trouble.
Who the hell is that?
Stephen Collins played the dad on one outstanding program known as Seventh Heaven. Did you ever watch it?
The dad from Seventh Heaven?
He was a preacher.
Okay.
Did you ever watch the Seventh Heaven?
Everybody watched Seventh
okay.
Heaven.
Okay. Well, no, because I was talking to our producer before the show and he was like, I never saw it. And I'm like, what? Like, it was ridiculous. It was corny. It was cheesy. It was like they wrapped up all their little fake problems in 22 minutes and they never really had, like, it was very white suburban Christian drama, but I lived for it.
It was good.
I loved it. So anyway, Stephen Collins, the dad on this show, the New York Police Department has opened an investigation into allegations that he has molested three different girls back in the 70s and I think maybe some since then. But I think an 11-year-old, 12-year-old, a 14-year-old. And this all came out back in, yes, so I see your face right now. This all came out back in 2012 when he and his wife were attending a therapy session. And he had told his wife before they went to therapy that he had molested children previously. So when they, can you fix your face?
Can you imagine? Hold on. Wait. Can you imagine? First of all, you already got to go to therapy for
right,
whatever.
Right.
Can you imagine if your husband out of nowhere was like, well, don't know how you're going to take this, but I used to be a child predator. Like, what?
Right. So he said, like,
we don't even need to go to therapy no more.
Right.
I'm good.
I have nothing to discuss, especially since they have children. And he allegedly, this was on TMZ, so it could be fake as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But he allegedly said that if they had a son, he didn't know how he would be able to keep the little boy's penis out of his mouth. Now, that is not on tape anywhere, and he denies saying it.
I'm sure that's not true.
That sounds fake as fuck. But the rest of this is on audio, so it's not much you can deny about that. Plus, people are not really rushing to say that they molested kids when they really didn't. So he is saying that at first he would like make the little girls touch his penis and stuff like this.
We don't,
like,
have to.
We don't, right. We don't have to get into the details. But the wife secretly taped the recording because under California law, again, you can secretly tape someone as long as it's for like a felony investigation. And of course, molesting children is a felony. So the wife is saying, I have no idea how TMZ got a hold of this shit. I turned that tape over to the authorities back in 2012. This ain't none of my business. Steven is coming out saying she's only doing all this because the divorce is so messy and nasty and she wants more child support or whatever the fuck else. Either way you slice it though, sis, you touched on them little girls. Like, I don't care. Of course, Harvey Levin, I mean, he is the devil.
Yeah,
but
he really sucks.
TMZ got a hold of this audio and you really did touch these kids. So it's only so much defending you can really do of yourself, because no matter what you say, you still touched on these little girls.
He was a preacher.
And you were...
I mean, he wasn't a preacher, but he
right.
was a preacher.
I mean, and you were on a cast full of kids. It was like 7 or 8 kids on that fucking show. Like, what... Oof. You were around these children on a set for however long. So the backlash Oof. Came fast and furious, of course. He's been cut from Ted 2, which is in production now. He's been cut from Scandal. ABC confirmed that the one episode he was on, he will not air. I'm certain they have already replaced his scene, shot it with some unknown or whatever, but he will not be, the scene he already shot will not air, and he will not appear on Scandal again. He has also resigned his position on the National Board of the Screen Actors Guild and Seventh Heaven, which has been running on Up TV and I think one other network. They've been running reruns of Seventh Heaven. They have dropped the show and replaced it with Super Nanny. Like, nobody. Nobody. Like, this happened. This came out like 2 days ago and already he has lost every current contract. Because, you know, listen, Shonda cut Columbus Short's ass so fast, and Columbus Short had a real role on the show, mm-hmm. and they cut his ass like it was nothing, just straight up murdered him, and that was the end of the season.
And gave his ass a funeral on the premiere, and just so you remember,
right?
You are dead, and we're burying your ass here today. There's no twists, no turns. Your body is in that casket, nigga. You fucked up. You ain't coming back.
And do you know he said he didn't need work because he could create his own work?
Shut up.
Motherfucker.
Unless the Boys in Motion are going on tour, and you about to give out some devotion, honey. All right.
But sir, you're hosting Scandal parties. Did you see that flyer?
With that ratchet.
Hosting, right? Okay. Now I'm sorry.
There's something wrong with him.
A Scandal watch party with Columbus Short, though. My nigga, we gonna all sit here and talk about the show you used to be on. Like, this don't hurt your feelings a little bit? You really want to be in front of a crowd
you
full
want
of people?
For all of us to watch how you were ditched and your character is being buried because of the bullshit that you were a part of.
Right.
Okay.
So far, no charges have been filed against Collins, but like we said, they have literally just opened the investigation. And he has evidently employed a 12-step program for sex addiction and has seen a sexual dysfunction therapist but refused hospitalization.
Jeez.
I don't.
Fuck.
So I even though we're very rude to celebrities on this show all the time, I do feel like I have a certain level of, you know, I get it space for people. Where
we
it's like,
try to be fair.
Yes, because even though we talk about these people, we also see how, you know, sometimes you could end up in a fucked up situation or whatever circumstances, la da da da. But when it comes to touching on kids,
nope.
That's where I just shut down.
Can't do it.
Like, and people are always like, we need to have a real conversation about child molestation in this country and how these people can be reformed. And I'm like, that may all be true, but I personally, you don't want me around it. Like, you don't want me in the mix, in the convo, on the scene at all.
Good luck.
Yes.
On your venture there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be a part of it.
I'm not able to support it.
I have zero tolerance. Literally zero. I can't do it.
Right, exactly. You don't want me around people who are known to be child molesters because my only reaction is violence. Like, I'm not off top a violent person, but when it comes to certain situations, I just have nowhere else to go. Like this shit in Ferguson, you don't want me to come to Ferguson for the shit y'all are doing down there this weekend. I'm very glad that y'all are doing it and all that. And even if I was free, you would not want me there because you need people who are able to talk about things and come to like real conclusions and be open and shit. I'm not that person.
Nope.
When it gets this bad, I'm just like, okay, we'll kill them all. Like,
like,
just take everybody out back. And old yellow day asses, I'm not able to sit here and be rational about that shit in Ferguson. And I can't be rational about Stephen Collins either. Like, sir, I enjoyed you on your show, Preacher, and you talked to your kids about, like,
wow,
underage drinking and cheating on tests, like other vanilla white people problems. But
was
this,
there a pedophile episode on Seventh Heaven?
You know what? I don't know. But that show aired for a long ass time, so maybe. Like, the irony would be just entirely too much because apparently he first touched on these kids like
before
in the 70s.
Way
right.
Before that.
And they think the first girl he touched on was like a relative of his first wife, which I can only imagine how they feel about this. So I would have to say my fuck you this week goes out to Stephen Collins. He's like 67 years old. And I just would have never thought like somebody who. It's one of those cases where the character that they played really fucked with your perception of them. Like, even though it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But the character, yeah. I've always seen him as like a pastor type where you could like ask him for a ride home from school and he would fix you like some milk and cookies or some shit and let you watch TV till you're God damn it.
Jesus.
And the lawsuit is saying that he used his celebrity status to kind of get these kids to go along with whatever he was doing. And it was just. Jesus. Of course, we don't want to get like too deep into the details, but sir, this whole shit, I just can't. I can't with people who molest kids. I can't with people who touch kids at all. Because if you touch one of mine, like,
you have to die.
You just do.
There's nothing else. The cops literally are going to have to come and get you and keep you away from me for the rest of both of our lives.
It is really one of those things where you have to say. You are in better hands if the law find you before I do.
Because I will
fuck
kill
you up.
And I'll shit on your grave.
The entirety of you. I will shit in your mouth as you're dying. I will pull your heart out and let you watch it. Like,
okay, this is graphic.
Okay,
like, let's all right.
All right, my last story. Is this too much or should we stop?
What's the last one?
Well, the last one is a little piece of news that came out from BET today. Game over. The game is officially ending. They are taping the 8th and 9th seasons, also known as the final seasons. They will air in early 2015, but BET says that the game has had a very successful run and it's time to go out on top.
Good riddance.
You can't be mad at them for spinning
it. Good riddance to bad rubbish.
So I watched the game a little bit, not much, but when it was on the CW, I could at least see how people got into it because even though I didn't particularly care for it,
it was so good.
I saw how it could be interesting to others. So I let the game cook, even though I really didn't watch it. But sis, when it moved over to BET, something about it just like the bottom fell out of that show.
You fucked up because now I have to do it.
All of a sudden, little Nunu or whatever her name was had an attitude problem. The little mixed girl, Brit Brat, that one. Oh, I don't know why I called her Nunu. And it was just
and
like.
And she looked completely different.
Right, she
had a
grown
perm.
As fuck.
Like.
So BET saying. Oh, no, go ahead. No.
Finish.
Well, BET saying when the show first came over, it was a fan favorite with 7.7 million viewers for its premiere debut.
Lucky you.
But sweetie, that was the premiere debut. Like, I'm certain the numbers after that first episode continued to tank, because if they had stayed consistent, y'all would not be canceling this show.
Because the show was good. Here it is. The show, the game when it was on the CW was a really good show. Like, I mean, I enjoyed it anyway. I thought it was a perfect sitcom. Had loads of black faces. The story was, you know, interesting and cool. You had these characters that you root for. And, you know, although Tasha Smith, Wendy Raquel Robinson's character, mm-hmm. was like, you know, like this ratchet mama, she was still like a really strong black character, and she had like a business, and it was fun, and it right. was funny and cool, and it had these three seasons, which are the only ones that I acknowledge. But what really pissed me off about it was not only that it was a good show and it got canceled, I feel like it got canceled. I kind of felt like it was partially a racial thing, because they, like, we did, I remember when they were on the verge of cancellation, and producers and actors and stuff, they were trying to get people to like rally alongside them to get it to stay on the network. And the CW's excuse was that they were trying to go into hour-long programming, basically.
Right.
So for like their season finale on the third and last season on CW, they made it an hour long and they took out the laugh track. Like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do this and stay right here. And they canceled the shit anyway. And they did that to Everybody Hates Chris, too. So I remember, like, oh my God, I'm so pissed. I loved this show. They could have done so much more with it. So then when BET said they were picking it up, I was like, girl, nope, not there. Anywhere but there, not there.
A lot of people were hyped, though, just to have it back.
Not me, because I was like, okay, BET's going to turn this into some black shit, and it's not going to be the good kind of black shit. It's going to be the, you know, Keisha Cole reality show kind of black shit. And I wasn't right. like, when you look at BET's program, I could sit here and talk about that all day, but I'm not gonna. Anyway, they mm-hmm. they picked it up, and I remember producers saying they have the same team. It's the same writers, the same crew, yes. the same actors, the same all of this, whatever. The shit aired. Kelly, who was like one of the only white people, she was the only white person in the main cast.
Yeah.
And loved her character, but she was gone.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was in maybe one or two episodes or something like that, and then all of a sudden, she was just gone, and it's an entirely black cast. And I was like, oh, okay, the writing was terrible, the story, like, it sucked, and then all of a sudden Tia's just gone and she's the main character,
right?
And then but Derwin's still there, and then Derwin is gone, and now we have Lauren London and the nigga you went to school with, so it's like
Brandy and some shit,
and then Brandy, you know, whatever. And it's just,
oh, literally the nigga I went to school with,
yes, the guy who plays Lauren's love interest, Jay Ellis. Like, and I love Lauren London. She's super sweet. Obviously, she's gorgeous, and I love her. And, you know, I love her catalog and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, I watched the premiere episode, like, the first episode that she was in, and I only watched it because I went to the premiere, and she was there, and whatever. Like, but it's not the same show anymore, and yeah. I don't know where the fuck the shit was even going. Good riddance. Get lost. I don't even know how they made it to 9 fucking seasons. Just some or shit that has happened on black entertainment television that just didn't need.
Mara Brock-Akil released a statement saying that, you know, the game is her baby and she's very proud of it, and she's looking forward to making those syndication checks one day in the future. So, I mean, and I love her. Like, I consider her a personal inspiration as far as all that is concerned.
I was randomly just obsessing over Girlfriends today.
I mean, because it's
which is flawless. Also her
and
child.
I heard that there's going to be a Girlfriends movie. I heard.
I hope so.
I do too. Because
have
I
you
love
been
her.
Watching Tracee Ellis Ross rapping on Instagram?
Oh my God, yes, I
She's
love her.
So cute.
Yes. Oh, and have you seen Blackish? Have we talked?
I
about
I haven't
Black-ish?
Watched it yet because it airs when we record.
Right, it airs when we're in the studio, so it's hard for us to like actually see it. But
I've
had
heard
to catch
really
up.
Good things about it.
Yes, ABC is doing a smart thing and putting it on YouTube for people, I guess, who are unable to see it as it airs.
Oh, for real?
So you can see the episodes, or at least they did the pilot like that. You can see
what?
The episodes. Yeah, bitch, shut up. And they have like regular commercial breaks like it would on TV. So I see how some people have like maybe some issues with it, but overall I found it very entertaining. They have a scene where he's at work.
Don't tell me.
Okay, but
it.
It's just like it can get very real. And then Lawrence Fishburne is very much like, you new niggas and this new shit y'all doing, I don't know what y'all doing with these kids, but you just ain't right and all this. So check it out if you haven't. But I'm a big fan of Tracee Ellis Ross, and so everything she does is flawless to me.
Yeah, get the game out of here. I actually would have loved if they would have taken Lauren London and Jay Ellis and written an original show for them.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to just let the game go, girl?
And it's gone. Because, I mean, nobody was watching it. So, like, I feel like not even BET employees were still watching
that show.
Do we even
need an 8th or 9th season? Like, what is going on?
They're currently taping it. And so I think it would just be like, there's no point in halting production now, but they're not going to keep going. It's going to air next year, and that's going to be the end of it.
Amen.
So, good riddance to you. And that is the end of our Hot Topics. This was extremely stressful for me, and I'm so glad it's over.
Nigga, we talked about the daddy from 7th Heaven. I mean, but that was an insane story.
Yeah, it is, and really quite crazy.
Heard about nothing but two of those stories. So
yeah,
you did really
I was
well.
Trying to figure out, you know, what element from the white side of the world I was going to bring over.
I knew you would.
And I didn't know if it was going to be Blake Lively's pregnancy or the 7th Heaven thing, but I decided at the last minute.
I don't know what to care about Serena Vanderwoodson.
Oh, I don't know who that is, but I just know every white people love Blake Lively, so.
Serena Vanderwoodson.
Oh, that's who she is on Gossip Girl. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. Well, that wraps up the Hot Topics. Praise God. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Hey, guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors over at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can still get an extended trial. And that is 2 weeks of dope content, including some of my new fall favorites like Gotham and How to Get Away with Murder. You can also watch Once Upon a Time. They've got Frozen on there now, child. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine, MasterChef, The Simpsons, and more.
Yes, Hulu works on so many different devices. You can obviously watch on your laptop. You can use your Apple TV and watch. You can use your gaming system. I personally prefer my Apple TV because it's just so dope to have something on your computer and then watch it on your TV.
Damn, somebody else just left the Wii U out to this.
I mean, I do still love my Wii U, but I'm saying Hulu Plus gives you so many options, and they have the current season of great shows like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, The Colbert Report, The Tonight Show, Modern Family, Bob's Burgers, and then you can also see every episode of shows like South Park, Law & Order SVU, Hell's Kitchen, Grey's Anatomy, The Cosby Show, Everybody Hates Chris. Like, there are so many different options on Hulu. So again, head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead for a free 2-week trial. You are going to love it. There is something for absolutely everybody. They have, like, they have Jimmy Kimmel, Ugly Betty, God forbid, 7th Heaven, all kinds of stuff. So
yeah, they're going to snatch that off.
HuluPlus.com/TheRead for that free 2-week trial.
That's right. The READ. Go check them out, and let's continue the show. All right. So it is time for...
It's time for listener letters.
Yes. Featuring me doing things.
How did you feel about the inbox today? Was it kind?
Listen, so this is, you know, I'm going to use the word laborious. And I'm also going to say that y'all are going through some shit. We're going to start the listener letters with... I've decided to call her Delicious.
Okay.
I don't really know how you even do this. So I think I just gave, like, most of these people a fake name.
Yeah.
So Delicious says, I'm currently in college and I have a white roommate. Since we've been rooming together, we've never had any problems, but I think now that's about to change. This one's a little bit long, but I did my best.
Okay.
Me and three friends came up with the idea to make a YouTube channel documenting our experiences of being black teenage girls in America. We were in the living room of my dorm brainstorming and racism came up. Keep in mind, my roommate is in her bedroom and the walls are paper thin. We started talking about cops killing unarmed black people when my friend Buck Wild mentioned that she thinks she hates white people.
Oh,
so I started to become really nervous, and before I could ask them to lower their voices, my other friend Boots began to laugh hysterically while repeating, I can't believe you just said you hate white people, girl, you so crazy, and so on. By that point, I was telling her to calm down because I knew for a fact my roommate could hear. Instead, she just kept on adding, well, black people can't be racist, which I 100% agree with, but I have to live with my roommate for 2 semesters and I don't want all that heavy ass tension. My roommate came out of her room and closed the living room door, so I knew she heard us. I decided we should leave and finish the discussion elsewhere. While walking, I explained to Boots why I had a problem with what she did.
Oh, Why are you calling this girl Boots?
Because why not? But she was being nonchalant and dismissive, which only pissed me off more. So in the heat of the moment, I just said, fuck it, I'm not doing the YouTube thing, and left. Later, I began to feel bad about quitting, decided to go talk to Boots. She wasn't in her dorm, so I knew she would be with her friend, Safari. I went to Safari's dorm, and before I knocked on the door, I listened, and not only did I hear Boots' voice, that bitch was talking about me. So I banged on the door and they got quiet. I guess they looked through the peephole and saw it was me, so them bitches didn't open the door. What do I do now? Should I talk to my roommate, beat the shit out of Boots, or should I leave it all alone? Help.
Okay. First of all, I'm really mad that you use the names of the I Love Flavor Flav contestants.
Flavor of Love.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And so...
Well, Delicious is in a pickle.
Delicious is the character that mm-hmm. we're addressing. All yes. right. I wasn't certain about that. So I'm going to have to say that you had a point, Delicious. Like, when your friends, who I'm not going to use those names, when they started talking about, oh, I hate white people and all this, this is...
Well, Buck Wild is the one who started the white people.
Buck Wild started talking shit about white people and all this, knowing that you have a white roommate.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they should have at least had the courtesy to not do that in your home with a white person present, because I would not appreciate somebody talking about how much they hate black people while, you know, like it's a gang of white people in the living room talking about how they hate black people. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, okay, well, like I'm literally on the other side of the wall and I can hear you motherfuckers.
Right.
Like, I understand where you're coming from. And she may have said, you know, black people can't be racist or whatever, which is technically, I mean, black people... If you're looking at the definition of racism, that it includes like prejudice plus power, like institutional power, then that's true.
Yes.
But black people can use racist language. Like, you may not have the power to like negatively affect a white person's right. life with your blackness, but you can say something fucked up.
Exactly.
And that was fucked up. That was fucked up to say with or without, like, it was just a messy situation. So
especially if you're in my dorm and you know that my roommate is white.
And you know I live with a white person.
And I have acknowledged that you should, first of all, if I ask you to lower your voice in my home,
then that's what the
Shut
fuck
your
you
ass
do.
Up, exactly. Or you can get out.
Exactly.
But like I've said to you, like, hey, girl, listen, there's a white girl in this room. And right. Like, you know, I have to live here. So.
Right. Because that creates tension between you and your roommate. That's a conversation that you probably didn't want to have with this random white girl that you're living with in college. Like, the semester is right. really like, y'all are just into the like the middle of the semester. So y'all have a ways to go where you have to live with this girl. So I can understand not wanting this fucked up situation. Where, Delicious, my dear, I think you fucked up is letting your emotions dictate mm-hmm. the decision you was gonna make.
Yeah.
Because you was all in your feelings about this, and that's understandable. But to just be like, okay, well, fuck it, I'm not doing the program and I'm just gonna take my ball and go home. That was like, that was extra. What you should have done in that situation was been like, okay, girl, well, I can't talk to you about this right now. I'm gonna go home, eat some stew, take a nap, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Like, you should have separated yourself from the mess and had some time to think about it. So
right.
I
still think it's Boots' fault.
I don't see why you feel like you should go whoop Boots' ass. Like, of course she's gonna go yeah. talk about what just happened. Like, I don't know. Especially y'all are in college. What are y'all, like 18, 19 years old?
Teenagers.
Of course you're gonna go back to the dorm and tell your friend, oh my God, we was working on this and this bitch just all of a sudden quit. Like, of course people are gonna go talk about it. I don't think you should be mad at her for that. But I do think both of you should be able to come together and be like, okay, this is how I fucked up and this is how I fucked up, and let's see if we can just squash it and go back to the
right.
original. Right. If y'all are like really friends, then I feel like you should be able to talk about it and get through it. But you had a point, like a very valid point about
she
not saying something fucked up in your home.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Especially since it's not just your home. Like, it's the white girl's home, too. Like,
and thank you.
She was really, the white girl was far better than me.
Like, she was probably like, you know what? It's four black girls in this room. It's my one.
And I just don't.
No, I can't even have the conversation. So I'm just going to try and bring the volume down as much as I can. And I'm going to go take a nap.
But I had three white roommates freshman year. I was in like a suite. So it was two bedrooms joined with a bathroom. And it was me and three other white girls. And not that I wish you would, but had one of them said some shit or had a friend over and they just like, oh my God, I can't stand black people. Oh my God, they get on my nerves so bad. best believe I would have said something to them hoes. Like, it would have been no hesitation on my part at all. I would have got y'all together immediately. So the fact that she didn't come out and gather Boots right then, Boots just need to be glad, because she really did deserve for somebody to cuss her ass out behind
she's
that.
She's doing a lot.
So good luck to you.
Yeah, let's know what happens. So
delicious, dear.
The next question is from Brett, and I am going to use Brett's real name because it's not a question about his business.
Okay. Well,
okay. It says, I was recently debating with some friends about which current music artists will one day reach icon status. When I stated that Beyonce and Jay-Z had already reached icon status, I was met with blank stares and confusion. One of my friends had the audacity to argue that instead Matchbox 20 was the only current music act that could be considered iconic. Matchbox 20? He wrote it again. He wrote it again. Like, I just want to...
Because
he is baffled. This entire conversation confirmed to me that my friends have little to no understanding of the current music and pop culture landscape. So I thought I would turn to you instead. I assume we can already agree that Beyonce and Jay-Z are present day icons. Who else in current popular music would you predict will be calling a music icon in the future? Who will we still be listening to in 20 years? And then he named Rihanna, Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Justin Timberlake. Please discuss. Thanks, Brett.
Okay. Well, I don't think Brett's list is altogether accurate.
Okay.
But Matchbox 20 is a goddamn joke. Because
that's hilarious.
How is that a current? Is that even still? Are they still making music?
They put an album out like a couple years
ago.
Oh,
did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I went to white schools. I like Matchbox 20.
I do too.
I'm not going to front. But to call them icons, and like, especially in the current popular music scene, I just don't see it.
I actually haven't. I think the last time I heard someone say Matchbox 20 was when their album came out, and today. When I read this.
What I don't understand is how you give Beyonce and Jay-Z a side eye, but then you co-sign Matchbox 20. Like,
right.
On
That's
iconic
like
status?
Oh my, you know, Janet Jackson isn't an icon, but, you know.
Right.
Mila J is the thing of today.
Okay.
That's no shade because I love Mila J. I shouldn't have used that. Because I love Mila J. But you,
I mean, you just said it, so.
I'm saying, like, you know, she's an artist that's like, well, Matchbox 20 isn't a new group either.
No, they aren't. But iconic, I would not call them that. Like, as far as I'm concerned, they're another band.
It's like saying Rihanna is not an icon, but Tia Marie is.
Okay. Well, that's just ridiculous. So let's not, I mean, because that is insane.
Oh, but then Tia Marie and Matchbox
Marie,
20.
Speaking
of
Tia Marie.
I can't get, like, a comparison that makes sense.
They made me watch Love & Hip Hop Hollywood
so
last
good.
Weekend, and I was stunned at how fantastic it is. Like, it's fantastically terrible.
It's so bad.
The men on that show are smarter than the women, and I cannot think of a reality show where the men have been smarter than the women, like, ever. Like, maybe not since Survivor. Like,
the women on that show are nuts.
They are some goddamn idiots. Tiara Marie is stone cold crazy.
She's so funny, though.
That
like,
bitch
she's
is
so funny.
Crazier
she's
than a all, fruit bat at a cranberry carnival.
She's all Hazel E. Just take your paper towel and whatever lipstick you have and just go on. Like, what?
The fact that Hazel E is even dumber than Tiara Marie was what I could not fathom, because when Tiara Marie was like, I don't really want to hear about your situation with Young Bird because it's not like y'all was in a relationship, even I had to be like, why do you have a point? Like,
she was like, and then the bitch got mad because she was like, she's trying to explain to her, basically she tried to find a fancy way of saying like, we fuck and, you know, sometimes
right.
Like we share a Netflix account,
like,
and
I'm
sometimes
his bitch,
I go over there,
but not like his bitch, I'm like his bitch,
and
bitch.
I made him like a baked cheese at casserole and like we fuck with each other, and so
like I'm his main
rightfully
bitch.
So Tiara Marie is like, I don't get it,
right,
but that's fine. And she storms out the studio, and Tiara didn't even say anything. She just looked at her and was like, ugh. Like,
right.
How did your response just like, ew.
Right.
Like,
with them plastic ass Mr. Potato Head lips, Hazel E looks like a goddamn
she
mess.
She looks like Squillium Fancy Son.
Okay.
She's hideous. Just
you got
wretched.
To stop.
And then she lets Young Berg talk
Young
to her
Berg,
any old kind of way.
Whoever that is. I was just like, how are you being disrespected for 8 years by this man?
Young like, Berg looks like a villain on Goof Troop. Don't he look like he used to like be one of the bullies
yes,
off of Goof Troop?
Yes, he does.
He's like, how do you let this nigga just talk to you like that?
Like, that nigga's pouring liquor all over you and talking about bent over, let me see it. Like, I feel like he does not give a shit about you as a person.
And then who is the, like,
he don't
the
even
Latin,
claim you.
Who is the Latin rapper and those two, the girl with the fake everything?
Oh, my God. And, right. And
I
then
have
she,
never heard of him.
he apparently has this thing going on with the, like, I sat there and watched this scene where he told this girl about how she's his boo, and she was like, oh, I have such a hard time trusting people and all this shit, and he's talking about how great of a guy he is, and then in the very next scene he's going back to this girl with all fake everything, talking about how that bitch was just a jump off and he don't give a fuck about her no more and all this. I just could not. And then the women have the nerve to get mad at each other.
Omarion's mama
needs some dick so bad. I have never seen anybody standing in the need of some quality penis quite like Omarion's.
I'm an old ass woman. And Omarion's big mama's like, bitch, you are 45 years old.
45.
There is nothing wrong with you.
Old ass woman.
And she's talking about, she used to do hair for R. Kelly and Stevie Wonder.
Bitch.
You should have kept that to yourself.
All the way to yourself.
I would have never. F, I would have took that shit to my grave.
Write that down in your goddamn diary and keep it a secret.
Like, anyway.
Because, sis, I'm looking at Stevie Wonder and I'm looking at R. Kelly and I just don't see where you decided.
If Stevie Wonder could see his hair, you wouldn't have been doing his hair.
He would cuss your
long.
Ass the fuck out.
The question, though, is about icons.
Right.
And somehow
icons.
We started talking about one of Mon Ami's productions.
I mean, because that show is just...
It's great.
Fantastically terrible. But as far as modern day icons, I would agree. I think Jay-Z and Beyonce, if you don't already consider them icons, they definitely will be,
but like,
considered that
icons
in the
of the future. Like, who is, like, I guess, like, in 15-20 years, who will still be like the shit, or will be the shit, who may be starting now?
Oh, well, as far as people who already have a career but I think they will be on iconic status, I would have to say Adele immediately comes to mind.
I feel like Adele's already an icon.
I mean, just what she's done with
her
Billboard,
album is still.
It's still on fucking Billboard.
It's still
it
there.
Will
it
will not
die.
It just, I heard that she makes $100,000 in royalties from sale of that album every fucking day. Every
no
day.
Way.
I swear to God, I read that on the internet. So it could be a lie.
There's no.
But
way.
Somebody tweeted me that or sent me a link, and I was just like, how the fuck? Like, I mean, it would not surprise me. She has sold so many copies of that fucking album. It doesn't die.
Rudy, you said that people are just going back and buying
yes.
it again, and then you did.
I feel like buying it again just to keep it going. Like,
I'm going to buy it tomorrow. I'm going to buy it tomorrow just because...
Like, I've already bought this album twice, but I just, like, why not? Like, it's fun.
Y'all dumping water and ice and shit on yourselves, and I'm going to go just buy Adele's album.
Yes. Also,
like, that's going to be my challenge.
I think, as far as other groups are concerned, I'm scrolling through my iTunes trying to see who would qualify. I think... most of you are looking like you won't last very long, to be honest with you. Kanye...
I think Nicki will... I think that Nicki's actually like an icon today in the realm of rap. I do.
I think there's a difference between an icon and someone who has broken a lot of records. Like, Nicki has come along and definitely created a name for herself, and you cannot talk about rap, especially today's rap, without mentioning Nicki Minaj.
But she's gotten on records with, like, well, that's not, I was gonna say she's gotten on records with the best of the best and, like, maintained and outshined them, and, like,
she has, but her work
the
itself
only thing,
has been lacking.
Right. The only thing that really, the reason I find it debatable is just because I don't yet feel like I've gotten the album that Nicki Minaj should make.
Right.
Like, that she's capable of making.
Right.
And
that's
so,
what's holding me back, because I don't take anything away from her on features. Nicki is fantastic on features. I give her that, absolutely. And I love her attitude. I love how feminist she is and how she tells these niggas to suck her dick and kiss her ass and she ain't got to do shit for you. Like, I love her whole attitude and everything. I just want Nicki's albums to deliver for me. And that's all I'm waiting on. She finally took off them ridiculous ass outfits. She washed her face. Beyonce decided to text her and put her on the remix. Like, I see it for Nicki. I just want her music by itself to be as good as her features are, and then I'm sold. Like, but she hasn't gotten there to me, and I'm not sure if she will. As far as the rest of y'all in this iTunes, it's looking bleak. Because most of these people in here are already legends or icons. Like, I'm looking at Mariah, who needs to stop fucking with her legacy. Did you see that fucking performance?
Leave me alone. Just don't talk to me.
Like, I don't want to do it because she's Mariah and I do love and respect her, but girl, stop singing live. Like, it's not curling over. It sounds she knew she couldn't hit the note. She did that
but I've seen video of her singing like recently, like within the last year, like mm-hmm. live a cappella, no studio, nothing. And she sounded good. I don't know what.
Where?
I saw a video of her where she was singing, and it was just like, I think a guy was playing the piano. I don't know if it was like an album listening. It seemed like a very small, intimate affair, and it was just her fans.
Okay.
And she was singing, and she sounded good. She doesn't sound like, you know.
I don't know what happened other week then.
Yeah, because when she does these big shows, she sounds terrible.
Right, it just falls apart for
or
her.
Or she like lip syncs, but she's not synced.
Right, it's like your mouth is doing one thing, but the audio is doing something else. But when Sis could not even begin to hit that note and just decided to talk her way through the rest of the lyric, I'm like, come on, Mariah. Like, you are Mariah. Like, you are Vision of Love.
If she blames Nick Cannon for it, I'm going to ride with her.
And I don't think anybody's going to take that away from her. So, but I as far know. As the rest of y'all in my iTunes, like, these people are either already icons or I just don't see it.
I feel like I have a few people that are, yeah, the ones that I would say, like, could be icons, I feel like they're already icons. Yeah. I will say that these people have potential.
Okay.
FKA Twigs.
Don't know anything about that.
I don't know how you might. I'm not sure.
You know, you text me the name of a song of theirs that you think I would like, and I'll listen to it.
Her music.
Oh, it's one person.
Yes.
Okay.
Her music is very sexy, but dark and like.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll play something for you. Right. I think that MIA is if you don't already consider her an icon, I feel like she.
Yeah.
And MIA ain't even the best rapper, but she just raps about real shit. Her visuals are always stellar.
Right. I'm a big fan.
Tinashe.
I have been seeing her a lot on Twitter, but I have not actually heard any of her music.
Dustin calls her Tina Shoes.
Is it not Tinashe?
I've heard her say Tinashe.
Oh, Tinashe.
I think. Anyway, her album is actually good. Like, I didn't know that she could sing because Tuan, she doesn't.
Right.
But she actually has a nice voice. She can dance her ass off. And like, I enjoyed her album. Like, a lot of those songs were really good. Some mm-hmm. of it just seemed generic and unnecessary and all over the place. But I think that if she gets her artistry on the, you know, mm-hmm. the right track, and I feel like she is on the right track as of right now, and she gives you like some good performances and stuff, I feel like she could be well on her way of being like a big star. Icon, don't know.
Okay.
All I'm saying is I liked her album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, nigga. I like FKA. Banks is really good. Not Azealia, even though
we don't have to do this.
We don't have to do it.
Let's not do this, because I promised I wouldn't.
But the singer Banks.
Okay.
She's also really dope.
I'm thinking of people who that like, I would consider legendary, like put on legendary status. And it just takes a lot for me to see that kind of trajectory in somebody's career.
It's a lot to just be like, oh, bitch, you're an icon.
Right.
Or you're about to be an icon. Because some people,
I don't just use that word like it's nothing. Like, I reserve that for people that I feel have cemented a huge place in pop culture.
And ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Because you remember when Confessions came out?
I was going to say. Nigga, are you reading my mind? Because I was just about to say, I feel like Usher had done that for himself.
When Confessions came out,
bruh,
I was like, this is like Usher is well on his way of being like the biggest star. Like,
yes,
he was huge.
Me and my roommates all went to Target and each bought that album and wore it the fuck out. Like, it was just so good. Like, it was just like, I could not even believe.
And the album was about about cheating on Philly,
right? And it was good as hell.
It was good.
If you play Yeah right now, I'm gonna stop what I'm doing and get the fuck
you
up.
You could not hear Yeah.
You couldn't.
You couldn't escape it.
It was all over the club. It was all anybody played at parties. It was just like, I feel like Usher has definitely had those moments in his career where he's put out enough quality music and been around long enough for me to say, I can see you being on icon status. But it's difficult for me to say to somebody who has one album or two mixtapes or whatever, like, yeah, I could see you potentially developing into a legend, because I don't know enough about you yet to say that you could really, you know, get to that point. It's hard for me to call y'all legends or icons when you haven't really done anything. And I will even give that to Rihanna, whose singing voice has improved.
Rihanna is an icon to me.
Her singing voice has improved. I feel like her career itself is iconic or legendary or will be at that point, because she has done so much with herself, especially considering that, you know, she was initially signed into one of them fucked up deals where people didn't really expect her to do much and they was just going to steal all her money. So the fact that she kind of like got herself out of that and fired the people she needed to fire and then got herself together even after the shit with Chris Brown. Like, I admire that about her and I feel like she's on her way. But the rest of y'all, I don't know. I can't give it to you.
I don't know.
I really don't, because I'm looking through this iTunes like, nope.
And unfortunately, I feel like a lot of the musicians that are praised today or that you hear about or that are on Top 40, they're not, you know, there's no like substance there.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, I mean, obviously, I feel like Migos is an iconic group, but that's only because, like, I would say they're iconic, you know, for ratchet people this year. You know, they're not icons yet.
No.
But like, Migos, they're not. I'm just saying that I love their music, but I also am not expecting to go listen to Migos and be like, you know what, this really like shaped me and like changed my way of thinking. And they are just like bringing something so completely different to hip hop, and they're going to be around forever.
I don't think Migos is going to be around in 20, 30 years. I don't think people are going to look back on their music and be like, damn, that was really a defining moment in hip hop.
Maybe Sam Smith.
When Hannah Montana came out. Sam Smith maybe could, yeah. I could see that. But then sometimes these white soul singers come out and they are like huge at first and then they just kind of fizzle out. Who was that lady who won? Oh God, Joss Stone. But Joss Stone got caught up on, I think, Island Dick or something. So that was where she went wrong. But that lady who won whichever singing competition that was, I don't remember her name. Remember she came out like 2 or 3 years ago and she had, oh God, it was probably long. Susan somebody?
Oh, Susan Boyle.
Yes, Susan Boyle. Like, she had an amazing voice, but what the fuck happened to her?
I think she's working on another album.
Oh, is she? Again,
I don't know. Listen, Susan Boyle still slays. She's legend in my eyes because that bitch came out of nowhere. And
okay,
was like,
you use legend.
I don't have to brush my damn hair because I'm gonna come out here. Like, are you kidding? Susan Boyle is an amazing story.
She is. She is a fantastic story. Like, I love it.
And
I
do
not
feel like maybe not
iconic.
I wouldn't say that, but I do think that in like 15, 20 years, you will still be able to say Susan Boyle and somebody will know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So probably there's that.
Like, I enjoy Bobby Shmurda, but I'm not going to say that he is iconic or legendary. I just love...
That's not even his beat. I mean, it's his beat because the label bought it, but, like, it was... Anyway.
You know, it's not even the beat. It's the video. Like, the video is what sold me.
Really?
I just love it. And I don't know why. It just looks like...
So you love the Bobby Shmurda video, but you don't like... Next question.
Okay.
I
don't feel bad about it either. You listen to Migos, so you can't judge.
And you love the Bobby Shmurda video.
Right.
So, okay, I actually have two letters left, but we can do one if you like.
Sure.
Or we could do both of them because I don't know if I have a read.
Okay. Well, whatever you want.
I mean, they're both.
I mean, this show is already long
they're
as fuck, so.
They're both. Okay, so let's go with... Do you want to do one about an ain't shit... nigga, or do you want to do one about like a three-way including an ain't shit nigga? I'm just gonna do one.
Okay, just pick one.
So this letter says, it's from Morticia. Dear Crystal and Fury, so I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years. It'll be 3 in February. I've known him since I was 12 and I'm 23. We've dated off and on, but this time we are trying really hard to make it work. I love him and we've talked about marriage, everything, yada, yada, whatever. The only fucking problem is while we were off, I mean, yeah, like happy. While we were off, he went and got another bitch pregnant.
Of course he did.
It broke my heart when he told me, I'm not laughing at you, sweetheart.
No.
It broke my heart when he told me, but after a few years, I was able to forgive it, and we've been successfully dating ever since. I'm sorry.
Are you sure you're not laughing at
Because I'm just thinking of how when we first started this show, we used to laugh at everybody.
We did.
All during our relationship, I had never met the baby mom. Hold on to your drawers. But... I had never met the baby mama before, but skip ahead to a few weeks ago. She and I have not only met, but we have fucked.
Ma'am, excuse me?
Yes, a threesome with my dude and his baby mama. I hate myself for it, but I admit it wasn't that bad. The problem is...
What?
Keep in mind that I changed some of the wording around here, and I switched... the word question to problem, because I just feel like you didn't use the right word.
Okay.
Problem is, now they're talking about a goddamn three-way relationship, and the thought of it makes me want to die. Should I get the fuck out now, or should I ride it out as a sexual phase and wait until the next one. I'm so confused.
No, all of you should stay together so that no one else has to be a part of this. All of you, you guys should definitely go for this three-way relationship shit just so that none of the three of you is out there dating somebody else and exposing them to this shit. Because I don't know how you ever got it in your head that it would be a good idea to fuck the baby mama that your boyfriend developed while y'all were on a break.
See, I'm going to touch on this quickly, and I promise to try not to go too far off topic, but this is why I won't do the threesome thing. The only way I would ever engage in a threesome is if I am not in a relationship with either party, and really, I would prefer that y'all are not in a relationship either.
Right.
That way, there is no muss, no fuss. You not only had a threesome with your nigga, because, see, the thing is, I am a jealous person. I know that about myself, and I have accepted it. So I'm not going to put myself in a position to be jealous. It's not a good feeling. I'm not one of these reality show girls who just likes to fight. Like, I want, you know, to
I
be
enjoy
happy.
Peace.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I'm not going to do that because you have to die. Like, I'm going to cut you right there. You can't do it. And I don't want to have... So you not only had a threesome with your boyfriend, but you chose to do it with his baby mama.
Like, girl, really? Of what? All the women, of all the girls, I just... So,
and enjoyed it, apparently. So,
but now they want the three of you to date. Like, this just, this honestly sounds like your boyfriend's idea. I don't know any.
I don't see how it wouldn't be.
Like, I don't understand. I don't know any baby mamas who are like, I would love to fuck my baby daddy and his new girl. That would just be so fun and a great way to spend my Friday night. How about I just date them, too? Like, it doesn't.
That dick.
It must be phenomenal.
Nuclear.
Like, that is some top-notch dick.
Atomic.
That
bomb.
Is some gold star penis.
Because not only.
That is A1.
Not only did you decide to go ahead and do this, but the baby mama is apparently now. Mind you, this woman has a child.
Right.
And she's willing to be in a relationship with her child's daddy and you.
Excuse me?
What the fuck kind of example is that for the baby? But she's willing to do it anyway. The dick has to be phenomenal.
It has to be. Girl, what if you get pregnant? You were already jealous as fuck when he had this baby mama on the side and y'all weren't even together.
How does that even work?
The emotions that are gonna transpire when you get pregnant and all of a sudden she's not the only one with his baby and both, like, what, is he just gonna bring in another girl who don't have a baby and so then it's gonna be the four of y'all in a relationship together? I'm so confused by this. What's wrong if you didn't, if it wasn't your idea, if you weren't open to it, if you don't like it, then don't agree
then
to
don't
it.
Do it.
Like, it's really just that simple. I know she there are also, people out there who can do that whole polyamory thing and multiple relationships. That's great for y'all, whatever floats your boat. That's not for me personally. I'm either in a relationship with one nigga or not at all. Like, I'm not doing that 2, 3, 4 multiple revolving door boyfriends. I can't do it.
She also said that she has been on the pill. So
smart.
Get out while you can.
Yeah, if I were you, I would. Well, I know I just told you to stay in the situation so nobody else would have to deal with it. But get out before you have a baby, because I don't think you want to be forever linked to this nigga who clearly has the most pristine and amazing penis in North America. I don't know how he convinced y'all that this might be a good idea. The fact that he got y'all to do a threesome.
Jesus.
And it sounds like y'all didn't even really like, you just met her and now you're supposed to be her girlfriend. And his girlfriend, girl, do
talk
you hear yourself?
Stigmatized.
Do you hear yourself?
I really want to do this last letter.
Okay.
So, Morticia, girl, leave him. So the last letter comes from Jody. Jody's a man. I'm 30 years old. This is insanity. I'm 30 years old and my wife is 25. I changed around a lot of the stuff in this letter because he said, and you'll see why, that he wanted to keep it discreet. And really, you should have kept the shit private, because he says he and his wife listen to the show all the time.
So what?
I'm 30 years old and my wife is 25. I'm from Nashville, but I met my wife on the West Coast while we were working for the same company. I stayed with the company and she didn't. A few months ago, I transferred from the West Coast back down south. When I moved, I met another woman. We actually worked together. It started out as a genuine friendship. We're around the same age, have a lot of things in common, and she actually grew up not far from where I'm from. We hung out a lot, out to eat, movies, clubs, and I even met her mama. I'll admit it, we've had sex more than a few times, but she seems like a better fit for me than my wife is. It's just so natural with this woman. I love her. You need a natural ass woman. I love her, and when I'm with my wife, I think of her. Why are you even telling me this?
Why?
I should be charging you by the hour.
Why do we know this?
My wife and I have kids. Well, he wrote me and my wife, and I'm just going to go ahead and say that he did that.
That's my life every week.
Me and my wife have kids, and I love my babies to death.
Do you?
Clearly not. But everything in my body is telling me to be with this other woman. What should I do?
Well,
first, I feel like you should go down to your nearest grocery, pick up a bottle of Fabuloso, unscrew the cap, peel back the safety top, take a big gulp.
Yes, I had a feeling you were going to say something along those lines. Sir, first of all, why would you write into this show that God only knows how many people listen to?
With zero remorse.
And then describe this extremely detailed situation. Like, I just feel for your wife when she's just innocently listening to this and all of a sudden she hears her life described on fucking iTunes. She's going to flip. Like,
if you know remorse,
that's what I don't get. Like, this is your wife. How do you not feel no kind of way that you are betraying your marriage like
this? The mother of your children.
The children you claim to love. Like, do you not have any respect for their mother? Like, your wife, like, you agreed before God that you were going to stay faithful to this woman and you broke that promise. Now, people do fuck up. Like, people have affairs, but you should have, the first time you slept with this other girl on the side, you should have talked to your wife about it and let her decide what she was gonna do.
Right. I was gonna say, maybe, because I feel like you need to tell your wife what has been happening immediately. And maybe your ass will get lucky and she'll leave your ass and then you can go and be with fucking Cara Delevingne or Naomi Campbell or whoever the fuck you've been, Jordan
whoever
Dunn.
Whoever this mysterious bitch in Nashville you found. Like, right. Come on. This sounds like that damn Tyler Perry movie that Why Did I Get Married, when Jill Scott's husband left her and then she found somebody lost weight.
Oh, no.
No, okay. But the point with that whole 80-20 rule, when you leave something that you have because somebody else has these other qualities, but then you miss out on the person who had the 80 or whatever.
Right.
Like, it sounds like you found somebody who might be like a little sexier or something. She didn't have all these kids, so she don't have stretch marks and her hair is shiny or whatever the fuck. So you just kind of got into fucking her. But like, sir, you still have a family on the side. Like, it's not even just your wife. You have kids to consider. Children. Did he say how many or how old they are?
No, he
or
just
maybe
said,
we shouldn't get into all that, because that's even more matter. Identifying detail.
But the fact is that you have children, and it's almost like you're trying to say, or I don't know if he wants to convince you that you should be with who you have these feelings for. Let's put it in the perspective, wife aside, let's put it in the perspective of the children, who are then going to know that their daddy left the family to go be with this bitch that he met at Job Corps or wherever the fuck. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Everest
wherever
shit,
the fuck, wherever the fuck it is that your ass is working or punching in hours or whatever it is that you're doing. Like, are you like, come on, dude?
Right, like, this is some bullshit that your kids.
You're always going to meet someone or run into someone in the street that is not your spouse, that is not your significant other, that is attractive to you.
Right.
It's going to happen. You're going to meet women and men or whatever with qualities that you like. You're going to meet people. That's just a part of being a human and being tempted.
Right.
You should resist the temptation.
Yes, that is what we're going for here.
Because of the consequences, because of the commitment that you made with your wife and the mother of your kids. Negro, grow up.
Yes, like, you knew you was on some fuck nigga shit when you sent this to us. You knew we was gonna cuss you out for this. It's no excuse for fucking around on your wife and then being like, oh, but I'm just really in love with this girl and she makes me feel this whole magical way.
If
she
was that,
right. First of all, we don't care how magical her vagina is. Only you do. And secondly, if she really made you feel like a sparkling brand new nigga, like you was worth shit and every day was worth living, then why the fuck wouldn't you immediately try to divorce your wife so you could go be with this woman who makes your heart feel complete?
And you'd still
That's
be
how
a fuck
I
boy
know
for that.
You full of shit. That's how I know. Because if this other girl, if you really felt like, oh man, I made a mistake and I married the wrong woman and I should have been with this girl, you would have immediately tried to break things off with your wife so you could go be with this this girl. You just want to have your cake and eat it too. You want to keep this wife, this security system, this lady in California who is mothering your children and all this. And then you also want to fuck your bad bitch on the side. I'm saying that. She might not be, but you want to have both sets of pussy available to you. And that's why you ain't shit. You really need to immediately. And I hope your wife, if she's listening, girl, don't get mad. Just call a lawyer. You don't have to be crazy. Just call a lawyer and put that nigga on child support.
I changed the cities. I changed names. I did as much as I could.
And somebody is still going to be like.
Mm-mm. And I feel like she's probably sitting there right now like, okay, get your things.
Like, I knew that nigga. She probably suspected this whole time. I knew that nigga was up to some shit. I knew it. And now, girl, you done heard it. Yes, sir, you need your ass thoroughly whooped. Like, I just don't know why you felt like, if you feel this way about this girl, why haven't you divorced your wife?
Right. It does, like.
Like, you already fucked up the bond. You already fucked up the vow you made. Like, that was, if you weren't ready to say I'm going to be faithful to you and only you, then you shouldn't have made that promise. But since you did and you broke it, you at least owe her the decency of telling her, listen, I violated the agreement between us and I need to dissolve this relationship so I can go be with this woman who really just mops my floors and makes everything bright in my life. But no, you didn't do that. You've been fucking this other girl for however long and now you still have this wife and you coming to us for advice when what you need to do is stop being a fuck nigga. Stop being a fuck nigga.
Just stop. Grow up and make decisions like an adult man.
And that's really it.
That's really all that it is. So that was fun. Those are the listener letters for this week. So very many of them. We're going to take a break and come right back with the read. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our awesome sponsors at NatureBox. As always, we mentioned NatureBox is a service that sends you smart, delicious, awesome snacks. It's the winter time and I'm trying to get, you know, my whole fitness back in shape, you know, trying to do me. And so NatureBox, you go to naturebox.com/read, you can get 50% off of your first box. You can choose your own snacks. You can let them surprise you. My favorites are the sriracha roasted cashews and the Santa Fe sticks.
Yes, I too stand for those sriracha cashews. They are fantastic. But the thing about that makes Nature Box so great, sorry about that, is that it helps you make smarter decisions when snacking. You don't have to go to the vending machine or to the grocery store and pick up something gross. You can have these great Nature Box snacks delivered straight to your home or office, and they can switch up what you get every month and surprise you, or you can pick out your own snacks. So head on over to naturebox.com/read for 50% off your very first box. Like we said before, these snacks are better for you and it's smarter snacking, so you can feel a lot better about the decisions you make. If you too are trying to get your fitness together, then you can drop some of those unhealthy snacks and pick up something much better for you with NatureBox at naturebox.com/read.
Yes, naturebox.com/read. Go check them out and let's finish up the show. All right, so it's time for the read.
It is.
I'm going to go first.
Go for it.
Because I don't really have one.
Okay.
So we're just going to zoom by. I actually have a couple of things that I would like to mention. I'm going to start with Wiz Khalifa. First of all, bro, you're in a pickle. Everybody knows at this point that you cheated on your wife. Apparently with two twins that look like Knuckles, and now all of a sudden you have purple hair. Like, you look like Ursula. It's unacceptable. I'm still a fan. You know, I enjoy you and stuff. Like, you're a human being and I'm gonna let you do you. But the hair, I'm not really, you know, maybe you'll change the game. I don't really know what it is that you're trying to do over there, but it's frightening. Also, I'd like to say to all of the citizens here in New York City and tri-state area included, if you come into my circumference without using deodorant, I'm going to embarrass you. I want you to know this. I'm tired of getting on the train, and we say this all the time, and I'm going to keep saying it because apparently
it's still an issue.
Are forgetting. I was on the train over here to record, and somebody got on the train at 34th Street, and I said aloud, somebody's musty. Like, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to say someone is musty, and if I know that it's you, I'm going to make eye contact so that people know that it's you as well. So there's rude. That. Also, I would like to say, please, friends, family, do not give out my phone number without my permission. Not a Kid Fury thing. It's just, I feel like, a basic rule of life. Like, you don't just be like, oh, hey, here's this
motherfucker's number. It's so disrespectful.
Call and text them. Oh, I got your number from, why?
No.
I didn't. No, you don't do that. you don't do that. If someone needs my phone number, you say, oh, well, either give such and such your number and they'll hit you up, or let me, you know, hit him up or whatever and let him know, and then I'll pass the number. You don't
just give out my, just like you don't just put me in a group message.
Even my mama asks people.
Right.
Anyway, so, oh, and last but not least, I would just like to say to Elle Magazine, Tim's, we've been wearing them. Like, they've just been here. We have been wearing them. If you don't know, Elle Magazine posted a tweet and they had a little story about Timberland boots and saying that they are like the new winter, the new trendy winter shoe or whatever, something like that. And posted a photo of, I think there were photos of Rihanna, Northwest in some Tims, and maybe Gwen Stefani. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The person who wrote the article and claimed that these boots were the new hot fashion trend was actually a black woman. And a lot, I don't think that it's a racial, like, I don't have a problem with it at all, really, but I don't think that it's a racial issue. I think it's just stupid because Tims to me aren't like a black shoe. I don't even consider them an urban shoe. Obviously, Tims have a very big presence in hip hop culture. But other than that, like, if you work outside, if you work in construction, or if you have to spend a lot of time outside during the winter, they're good boots. Like, right. I was just going shopping for Tims the other day. The black Tims I bought last year are still good. I just want to, you know, like some of them sandy ones, you know, like trade boots. I want some of those.
The wheat ones.
Right. Whatever color. So I didn't even feel like it was racially insensitive. I thought it was just dumb. Of course, there's going to be a huge quote unquote absorption of the shoe this winter, just like last winter and the winter before that, and every winter that people have had feet
for like the past 20 years, girl, however long these shoes have been out. Like, it was dumb as hell. Saying Tims are on trend for winter is like saying coats are on trend for winter. Like, duh, bitch, it's winter.
It's like saying, ooh, people gonna buy water this summer. Right. Like, what?
I forecast everybody's gonna be in bikinis, y'all. Like sweetheart, duh, bitch.
And especially in a situation, although I don't feel like this is a race thing, I do think that when you have other fashion publications like Lucky and Cosmopolitan and Vogue that have been taking things.
Marie Claire.
Right. And them
and
as well.
And their bold braids.
And being late as fuck. Like, why would you even do that? Girl, if you didn't have anything to write, you should have just told them, look, I ain't got nothing for you today. We could just talk about, scrunchies. Like, you could have talked, like, come on, girl.
They knew this was going to boost their web traffic. That's why Elle ended up deleting the story. Like, I actually clicked on the link eventually and it wasn't there anymore. So I think they realized how dumb it was. But girl, to call boots on trend for winter was just stupid. It was just stupid. Like, the whole racial part of it aside, whether you agree with that or not, it was just dumb to say that boots are trending for winter. Like, no, duh, you dummy bitch.
It's like if I was to be like, you know, there's going to be so much jerk season sold in Jamaica today, so much seasoning and lots of curry. Duh, girl.
Yes.
So those are my little Reed-esque.
I love those. That reminds me of when you used to do Furious Thoughts on YouTube, which I love so much. I wish you would bring that back because I love that from you.
Alrighty.
So my read this week goes out to the police departments across America.
No, I know where this is going.
I'm not even going to do a lot. I swear I'm not.
No, I know what it's about.
But I'm just so sick of y'all. I'm not even going to focus on the story out of Indiana where the video came out. Thank God this teenage boy in the backseat taped the whole incident.
14
years old. And the police pulled these people over for not wearing their seatbelts, and they didn't want to roll down the window, and the police weren't satisfied with the paperwork. So they just burst, like, just completely crashed the window, broke it, and then tased the man sitting in the front seat. Like, and those people have already sued the police department in Indiana. So shout out to y'all. Those police are some dickhead. Apparently one of them has already been accused of excessive force twice already.
Yes.
So you should have been not had a job. But again, whiteness above all. So
absolutely.
I'm not even going to focus on that particular story because even though it's fucked up, at least it was on video and they have a very solid case for suing these people. I hope they get a whole lot of money and they don't never have to do shit else. I hope they ride around without seatbelts forever.
For the rest of forever.
Pull me over, bitch. Like, I really hope that that's how this feels. I mean, the kids can wear seatbelts, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
I urge people at this point, when you get pulled over, just pull your phone out. Just pull it out.
I'm going to.
And just start
recording.
Anytime
I'm around the police, I'm just going to everything they say to me, I'm just going to hold the phone up and record them because I don't trust y'all at all. What I'm going to instead focus on is Wake County, North Carolina, where Deshaun Curry, who has lived with his foster family, the Tylers, for a year, had a very unfortunate incident. The Tylers are white. Deshaun is black. And he has been with their family for a year, but they just recently moved into a new neighborhood. The problem is that his foster mother, who he calls mom evidently, and she calls him son, like she said, she treats him just like his other children, like she views him that way, which is fantastic if it's true. But he walked home from school. She left the side door unlocked for him, so he went inside, and a neighbor, again, they had just moved to this neighborhood, a neighbor saw a black man walk into the house, figured he was a robber, and called the police. This is the same shit that happened to John Crawford, where that white man called the police, saying that John was being threatening with a weapon or whatever the fuck else, and then they just came and shot him dead. Thankfully, the police did not shoot Deshaun dead in his living room, but they busted in the house and was like, put your hands on the door and, you know, show us your ID, like hollering at him. And he was like, for what? Like, you in my house? Like, I didn't, like, bitch, how you just gonna come in here and tell me what I need to do? Like, I'm at home. I just got here. I was gonna open up some Juicy Juice and get started on my algebra homework. I wasn't, like, I'm not here for no bullshit. The police insisted that he didn't really live there because it was nothing but like a white family on the mantle and all this. And I'm still thinking, like, as I'm reading the story, I'm like, but what 18-year-old black boy
is just
would say,
chilling.
Right, would just chill in some way. Like, is, do you see him stealing? Like, is he, does he have a mask on? Does he have a big ass bag? Is he carrying shit out to the trunk? No, like, this is a boy with a backpack. Like, he just came home from school. So all this shit has happened. And he's saying that, you know, he had been in the foster system for however long, and he had just started to get into a place with this family where he was starting to feel comfortable and secure, and, like, you know, like, his life had some stability to it, and these people came in out of nowhere and just snatched it all away. And that's what the foster father said, that, you know, they had worked so hard with Deshaun to make him feel like he was part of a family and that he belonged somewhere, and these people just burst in the door and ruined it all in a matter of seconds. Police officers released a statement saying that Deshaun was threatening and belligerent and refused to comply with orders. And that's why my read this week goes out to y'all, because I don't know who the fuck you dummy motherfuckers think you are, but ain't a goddamn soul in this world who wouldn't be belligerent and resistant if you busted into they goddamn house and told them to put their hands on the door. Who the fuck are you? How you gonna run up in my house and tell me what I should do when I am sitting here, like, fixing me a bowl of popcorn and getting ready to watch Scandal, and then all of a sudden you just busted my house like I done did something wrong? Of course he was belligerent. Of course he was threatening. Of course he refused to comply with your orders because he didn't do shit. And we are fucking tired of always living under the pretense that we are doing something wrong. We are tired of being automatically seen as suspects. They didn't bust out that man's window and tase him because he was doing something wrong or because he wasn't complying with orders. They did it because they saw a black man and they thought, oh shit, this shit could pop off, so let's go ahead and get his ass under control before something could happen. They see us and they automatically view us as monsters. They see us as threats. They see us as people who are here to fuck them up. And I have done this so many times on this show over the past few weeks. I don't even have to get into the details of it because you motherfuckers already know. Just know that saying to a black man, oh, well, you were belligerent and you didn't want to comply with our orders and shit, when you busted into his house and demanded that he do something, is goddamn stupid. I would love to see what happens to one of you if you sitting at home on the couch with your wife or whatever, watching TV, talking to your mama on the phone or whatever the fuck else, and somebody just busts in your house and tells you to get up and empty your pockets, show your ID, explain what you're doing
here. Matter of fact, if a black cop were to break into, into a white man's house,
I tell you right now what would happen. The white man would go get his gun, shoot the officer dead, and not be charged. That is exactly what would happen in that order.
Well,
so that's my read this week.
Wow.
A very hearty fuck you to the police in Wake County, South Carolina, and also the police in Indiana and the police in Ferguson. Don't forget the NYPD and the LAPD. So really, I'm just going to go. Also, the Oklahoma City PD, y'all are on some shit, too. Yes, I know about all the fucked up stories going on in Oklahoma. I don't like to talk about them because that's my home. But yes, have you heard about this officer who was pulling over women and, like, making them perform sexual favors in order to... I'm just sick of people in power abusing that power and knowing that they're fucking with people's lives and not caring. Like, you fucking with people's sense of safety, their sense of humanity, and you don't give a shit.
Police officers are supposed to be people that we can look to. First of all, black lives are just as important as white, yellow, green, indigo. All of the lives in this country and others matter. And you as police officers are supposed to be protecting us and making us feel safe. We shouldn't feel like you're monsters. Like, at this point, it's right. Almost like these are basically a whole bunch of bitches that didn't get none in high school or dropped out or completely fucking stupid or bullied or whatever. And now you got a badge on
right.
And you feel like you can go out here and terrorize people and get away with it because you will, especially if you're a white one.
Exactly.
Well, fuck you.
Whew. That's how I feel too.
So that was the read.
It was.
Very quickly, we should mention before we go that we are rounding out the year with a few more shows. We just announced, obviously, we're going to Dallas
yes.
tomorrow.
We're going to be in Dallas this weekend. We're excited to see you guys.
We're going to be in Charlotte in like a week or something. And we're also going to DC, which is completely sold out.
Yes. Y'all, are we doing a giveaway for that or?
Yeah, we're going to do a giveaway for okay. DC. They did not, 100 tickets were sold in 2 minutes.
Jesus.
DC.
Y'all do not fuck around in DC. We love y'all so much.
So
excited to come back.
They are on October 18th, I believe. And we'll be in Toronto on November 15th.
Yes. With Jake.
And New Orleans, December 18th, I think.
Drew Brees!
So,
December 13th for New Orleans.
Okay, yes. So you can go on the read Nola.
Nola. Nola.
Nola.
It's N-O-L-A. Don't type in Nola.
Nola.
You just gonna keep, is that your New Orleans accent?
So you don't know.
I was gonna say, because it sounds Canadian.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So the N-O-L-A, what you say N-O-L-A?
No. You said Nola, but it's the read Nola.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, the URL is
N-O-L-A.
Yeah.
The Read N-O-L-A, and you can go to The Read Toronto for tickets for that show as well. So excited to go do these shows.
Yes.
And, wrap up the year with that. Also, I'm having a Halloween party.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So you can go to Trilloween. That's T-R-I-L-L for the white listeners. T-R-I-L-L-O-W-E-N .com. That's going to be loads of fun. It's going to be open bar the entire night.
Bitch.
I have a really fun costume. Asante and Destin also said that they got really cool costumes in the works. I don't know what. So
oh, you have no idea. I'm so ready for this.
So that's going to be fun. So go there and get your tickets for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read. And check out thisistheread.com where you can see every episode and show descriptions and find out where we're going to be and links and all that good stuff. Anything else from you?
No, just that I'm grateful
okay.
for y'all.
Me too. I really appreciate like all of this. It still feels unreal to me that this show has turned into something that we like actually do. Like we really do it. Like it's
and like travel.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's just, it's unreal. So I'm very, very grateful and thankful for all of you who listen.
Yes. So until next time, girl, strap those tits in and keep it classy. And goodbye.